Our Heavenly Father, we praise you for your loving kindness, and we dedicate our minds and souls and spirits to you as we study your word to show ourselves approved so that we can grow to be more like Jesus, the lover of our souls, our Savior, our Redeemer, and the best example we can follow. Greetings, saints. Our reading today, Romans 5, verse 18 to 21, in KJV. Therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience, many will be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace abounded much more, so that as sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I don't usually do this. I did choose the NKJV because it's a version that sounds familiar, but I'm going to reread the entire passage in the Message. Here it is in a nutshell. Just as one person did it wrong and got us in all this trouble with sin and death, another person did it right and got us out of it. But more than just getting us out of trouble, he got us into life. One man said no to God and put many people in the wrong. One man said yes to God and put many in the right. All that passing laws against sin did was produce more lawbreakers. But sin didn't and doesn't have a chance in competition with the aggressive forgiveness we call grace. When it's sin versus grace, grace wins hands down. All sin can do is threaten us with death, and that's the end of it. Grace, because God is putting everything together again through the Messiah, invites us into life. A life that goes on and on and on, world without end. The fallen world that we live in was not God's original intention. We see in Genesis 1 verse 26 to 31 how beautiful God made things. Then God said, "Let us make human beings in our image, to be like us. They will reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, the livestock, all the wild animals on the earth, and the small animals that scurry along the ground." So God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them and said, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and govern it. Reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, and all the animals that scurry along the ground." Then God said, "Look, I have given you every seed-bearing plant throughout the earth and all the fruit trees for your food. And I have given every green plant as food for all the wild animals, the birds in the sky, and the small animals that scurry along the ground, everything that has life," and that is what happened. Then God looked over all he had made, and he saw that it was very good. And evening passed and morning came, marking the sixth day. So when God created human beings, it was beautiful, it was very good. However, when sin came into the world, then a Redeemer became necessary. In John 1 verse 14 to 18, in Amplified, we see, "And the Word, that's Christ, became flesh, human, incarnate, and tabernacle, that's fixed his tent of flesh, and lived a while among us. And we actually saw his glory, his honor, his majesty, such glory as an only begotten Son received from his Father, full of grace, favor, loving kindness, and truth." John testified about him and cried out, "This is he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me has priority over me, for he was before me. He takes rank above me, for he existed before I did. He has advanced before me, because he is my chief. For out of his fullness, that's abundance, we have all received, that all had a share, and we were all supplied with one grace after another, and spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing, even favor upon favor, and gift heaped upon gift. For while the law was given through Moses, grace, that's unearned, undeserved favor, and spiritual blessing and truth came through Jesus Christ. We hear encouraging words from Jesus Christ himself in John 14, 1-7, NLT, where he said, "Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, and trust also in me. There is more than enough room in my Father's home. If this were not so, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? When everything is ready, I will come and get you, so that you will always be with me where I am. And you know the way to where I am going." "No, we don't know, Lord," Thomas said. "We have no idea where you are going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus told him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. If you had really known me, you would know who my Father is. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Remember that well-known scripture in John 1, verse 1-5? "In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it." Remember, darkness is nothingness, like void, and light consists of particles that travel in waves, and the different wavelengths give you the different colors of the rainbow, and those different colors in light get reflected off different surfaces, and so we see all the different colors around us. So, if it seems like the devil is giving you a hard time, take heart, because the light always beats the darkness. The darkness can never extinguish the light. There is no way that nothingness can do anything to somethingness. Don't know if that's a word. But if you've got an empty glass and you pour water in the glass, the air, which is what is actually sitting in the empty glass, cannot say to the water, "Sorry, you can't come in here." Under normal atmospheric conditions, you pour the water in the glass and the water goes in, like it or not. So if the air says, "No, I don't want to get out of here, tough turkey," air's got to get out and the water goes in. The same way, the darkness has got to get out and the light goes in. So we are victorious. Jesus has already won the war. Yes, there are still skirmishes around, still battles, and the spiritual warfare can get quite heavy and quite hectic at times. But the fact remains, the truth remains, that we are on the winning side. And Jesus does love us to death. He'd rather die than live without us, and he did die, and he rose again, and he ascended on high to intercede for us, that's to pray for us. And so if you're feeling despairing, or you're feeling like the attacks are getting too much, don't despair, because Jesus thinks you're worth dying for, and he did, and he loves you forever, and he is preparing a place for you. Just like the young Jewish men used to prepare a room for the bride, that's what happens in heaven. Jesus Christ is preparing a room for us, his bride. Whether you're male or female doesn't make any difference. You're part of the bride of Christ, part of his body. And we have this hope that we will see Jesus face to face one day, and that all tears will be wiped away from our eyes, and all the pain and suffering that we go through on this planet will just poof, just disappear, just be gone. Just like when a woman gives birth to a child and the pain of childbirth is forgotten in the joy of seeing that beautiful newborn baby in your arms. And so I encourage you to stand strong, to stick with Jesus, and to shine your light.